Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in a portion of the work, The Last Judgment, passages 73 and 74. The state of the world hereafter will be altogether similar to what it has been heretofore. For the great change which has taken place in the spiritual world does not induce any change in the natural world as to external form, so that after this there will be civil affairs as before. There will be peace, treaties, and wars as before, with all other things which belong to societies in general and in particular. But as for the state of the church, this it is which will be dissimilar hereafter. It will be similar indeed as to the external appearance, but dissimilar as to the internal. Henceforth, the man of the church will be in a more free state of thinking on matters of faith, thus on the spiritual things which relate to heaven, because spiritual freedom has been restored to him. For all things in the heavens and in the hells are now reduced into order, and all thought concerning divine things and against the divine inflows from thence. From the heavens all thought which is in harmony with the divine things, and from the hells all which is against divine things. But man does not observe this change of state in himself, because he does not reflect upon it, and because he knows nothing of the spiritual freedom and of influx. Nevertheless, it is perceived in heaven, and also by man himself after death. Because spiritual freedom has been restored to man, therefore the spiritual sense of the word has now been disclosed, and by it, interior divine truths have been revealed. I have had various conversations with angels concerning the state of the church hereafter. They said that they know not things to come, for the knowledge of things to come belongs to the Lord alone. But they know that the slavery and captivity in which the man of the church was formerly has been taken away, and that now from restored freedom he can better perceive interior truths, if he wills to perceive them, and thus be made more internal, if he wills to become so. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work The Doctrine of Charity, a portion of passage 130. The common good consists in these things, that in the society or kingdom there shall be what is divine with them, that there shall be justice with them, that there shall be morality with them, that there shall be industry, knowledge, and uprightness with them, that there shall be the necessaries of life, that there shall be the things necessary to their occupations, that there shall be the things necessary for protection, that there shall be a sufficiency of wealth, because from this come the three former necessaries. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.